Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, we're in a new book of the Torah.
Yes, we are. The final book of the Torah, the Chumash Dvorim, the book of Deuteronomy. And the Shabbos of Parshas Dvorim is always the Shabbos of Parshas Chazon because of the Haftorah that we read, and it always precedes the commemoration of the day of Tisha B'Av, the destruction of the temples. So the Chumash Dvorim generally is a very sobering book because Moshe lays out their the history of the Jewish people and the destinies of the Jewish people. Neither of those are always very pleasant or appealing in terms of physical suffering, etc. Nevertheless, the vision is a soaring vision of a people that stood at Sinai, that had this experience of the Exodus from Egypt. It sees itself as a special people and has a mission in the world of trying to improve the world and bringing the message of God and of monotheism and of a universal God to all of mankind. So the Chumash Dvorim contains all of these different facets, different ideas, different essays, if we can put it that way, that Moshe Rabbeinu addressed to the Jewish people in the final months of his life. And the Parsha of Dvorim begins with, again, the memory of where the Jewish people were in the desert. Rashi interprets it as being the memory of all the places where the Jewish people sinned. If we remember our mistakes, there's at least a chance that we won't repeat them. If we don't remember our mistakes, or worse, if we don't consider them to be mistakes, so then sad things follow. And therefore, that's the introduction to the book of Dvorim. For Moshe can tell them about the future and impress the vision upon them. He wants them to remember where we've been, where we fouled up, where we didn't do so well. And that should serve as a guide for what the future should be and how we can avoid making those same mistakes over and over again. Jewish people are weak on their memory. I would say most of the Jewish people today suffer from a form of amnesia because they're unaware of the entire tradition and everything that has happened to us. And by remembering, we can therefore improve our position internally and externally. We don't know what the answer to the world with all of its wild charges against us, because we don't remember. We don't know. And therefore, every fabrication gains credence, even if it hasn't any factual basis. So the Book of Dvorim concentrates us on those ideas, on being able to see the past and hope for the future, but basically on living in the present to try and do the best that we can, to try and bring the lessons of Sinai to ourselves and to our generations and to the rest of the world as well, and of being the kingdom of priests and the holy nation which God ordained at Sinai that the Jewish people should be.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Dvarim.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.